Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. This week, we have a very special program. It's a mashup between the Listening Post and WWNO's Coastal Desk, the Listening Coast. We're going to be taking a look at wetlands loss, sea level rise, and displacement, among other things. Louisiana's lost land the size of Delaware along its coast over the last 80 years, and it could lose another Delaware over the next 50 years if things don't change.
This is a working wetland. The people here are very, very tied to where they live.
Wendy Billiott lives in Terrebonne Parish on Bayou de Large, some of the fastest disappearing coastline in the world's there. She's a mom, she used to work in oil, and she runs a charter boat company. And her backyard is increasingly becoming open water. It used to be full of cypress trees. Most importantly, her own house is outside the levee system.
If you live outside of that levee system, it weighs very heavily upon you to decide, when do I sell out and cut my losses?
Billiott's kids have moved to Houma for school and jobs, and she's thinking about moving there too, but she loves life on the bayou, and it's hard to imagine anything else.
What we have down here, our homes, our shrimp boats, oyster boats, and crabbing boats, our infrastructure does not meet the Army Corps of Engineers cost-benefit ratio to be worth saving.
We wanted to get an idea from more people along the southeastern part of Louisiana, how they're feeling about their futures on the coast, and I brought in my special assistant, Lane Kaplan-Levinson, to help me with that. Hey, Lane.
Hey, Jesse.
So what'd you find out?
Well, we found this place called the Wetlands Discovery Center. It's in Houma, and they have something called the Wetlands Youth Summit, where high school students that are seriously passionate about things like land loss and coastal erosion propose their own ideas of solutions. And we asked via our text message service all of these kids if they're going to live their adult lives on the coast. So here are a few responses that we got. One person said, I hope so. I want to contribute to our culture, but land loss is a factor. Job opportunities will decline if land loss and emigration increases. Someone else said, no, because I'd like to experience life in different locations. Another person said, yes, because I love living down the bayou and I don't want to stop living here. Yoo-hoo, New Orleans, you know, you're on the coast too. So we wanted to get your opinions around the city about things like climate change. And if you're thinking about that yourselves, if you had to relocate, where would you go? We have our listening posts at the Norman Mayer Library, the Joe W. Brown Rec Center, and Elgato Community College. We also brought our traveling listening fish to Jean Lafitte Park for a wetlands festival that took place there. Let's hear what you had to say.
Do you worry about climate change? Why not? Well, sometimes, because if it rains too hard, I kind of have a bag pack because I never want to get stuck down here again like I did for Katrina.
And I'm really concerned about the loss of land in Louisiana. And unfortunately, I think something should have been done a long time ago. Now it's a little late.
I don't really worry about climate change, but I know we live by the water and we're below sea level, so that's really pushing it.
Every time we go out, we notice a difference with the coastal erosion. The land is different every time you go out, especially after a storm. I mean, you can't even recognize some of the places you go.
Where would you go if you could no longer live in New Orleans? What would you do? I would definitely move back to Atlanta. The city was bigger. It's just a whole different atmosphere. But I love New Orleans.
I'd like to go to the Northeast, but there may be similar problems in the Northeast. So I guess North.
I've lived on the coast basically all my life, born and raised here. I plan on staying here the rest of my life. Don't plan on going anywhere else.
I would live in San Diego because I love the beach.
I'd like to go out and see the world maybe someday, but I'm pretty happy here right now.
You know, Lane, the poster child for coastal wetlands loss is Ile de Jean Charles, which is a barrier island southeast of Houma, and it's home to members of the Biloxi Chitimacha Choctaw Indian tribe. It used to be about 5 miles wide. How wide do you think it is now?
I don't even want to know.
Quarter of a mile. Can you believe it?
What did that?
Well, it's mostly saltwater intrusion. After exhausting all other options, the chief of the tribe, Albert Nacken, well, his survival plan is to move.
So we figure if we jump Houma, then they got to protect Houma. And they're going to be the Barrier Islands instead of us being the Barrier Islands.
And Nacken says, you know, it's not just about relocating members of his tribe. It's about making a statement and doing it. They want to build a community that's energy efficient and can be an example of treating the environment the right way.
What we're trying to do is make a model community where others, community that has to, that's facing the same thing we're facing, would come and look at our community and see what we've done so that they can probably do the same thing.
We're going to keep dipping into the serious changes that are happening along the Louisiana coast. And the Listening Post has a coastal number. That number is 985-200-2433. You can text the word hello, or you can call that number and tell us what you're thinking about in regards to the coast.
And find us on Twitter at LP_NOLA.
That's all for now, Listening Posters, Listening Coasters, Listening Cinnamon Toasters. We'll see you on the coast.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go?